From the World Center Marriott in Orlando, Florida, this is PodTech.net. Bill McCarthy is Operations Director with Cisco Systems, managing field service providers. Bill talked with PodTech.net about opportunities and challenges for the new competitive local exchange carriers.
When we think of emerging providers, our definition would be CLEX, new greenfield opportunities like Vonage a couple of years ago, but we also work with ISPs, we work with the Earthlinks of the world, but a lot of folks are trying to figure out the riddle in terms of translating the competitive business into something that's profitable today.
So tell me a little bit more about Cisco's role in the current climate of what's going on with CLEX.
Well, you know, traditionally we've been involved with the core and the edge build-out of the CLEX infrastructure. We've also been very interested historically in capturing CPE. So if they're adding a customer from a managed service perspective, there's a piece of Cisco equipment attached to that. A lot of design work, consultation on how to build out the infrastructure. As we go forward, and this is a lot of what we spoke about this morning, is the ability to create new services to deliver over that infrastructure is becoming more and more important, because I think many of the CLEX are struggling with how do we become more profitable, more effective in reaching our end users with relevant services. And so our efforts have moved from simply providing infrastructure now to moving into efforts around service creation, understanding the market, understanding what's available, and trying to build those next solutions with our customer base.
And I would think that would involve some pretty significant business partnerships or collaborations. How is Cisco collaborating with Metaswitch?
Metaswitch has filled a good product gap for us. Our partnership with Metaswitch initially was geared towards how do we go and approach CLEX with business customers and residential. And John and I actually worked on the first couple of projects together. John Lazar, who's the CEO at Metaswitch, and they've been very successful in the market in the United States, especially with the emerging providers. And they've also been a wonderful partner for us, and they help facilitate building. If somebody is going to make the transition to voice over IP, they also have to make an investment in IP infrastructure. So from our perspective, that's a very natural and a very healthy marriage.
Finally, where is this going? What are the kind of regulatory changes or deregulation changes that will change the business climate for Cisco?
That might be the $20,000 question. If somebody said to me, where do I think the pendulum is right now, it probably favors the larger providers. The FCC changes of the last 12, 24 months have really probably favored the larger service providers. That seems, in my view, to go in seasons. The larger providers are innovating well today, some of the larger incumbents. I mean, they're doing some neat things. IPTV is, in my opinion, forcing them to make investments that they historically haven't had to make. It's forcing them to change their back office. It's forcing them to try to go out and compete with cable, which is very difficult. The CLEC market has to respond to that same competitive environment, because users want a lot of the same things. Users want more and more rich content. They want applications. They want them quickly. And so, in our opinion, in the CLEC market, the game is really going to be about speed. How quickly can you profitably modify your business model so that you can go and hang in there with the ILECs, compete with the cable companies, but also create some things that give you differentiation in the marketplace so that you can continue to make money, not only that, thrive. Certainly some folks are going to fall by the wayside. There are others that are very efficient and innovating, and we're going to see those individuals continue to have success. Those individual companies have success.
Bill McCarthy is an operations director with Cisco Systems. This is PodTech.net.